Welcome to Play Ball. It's Tuesday, April 29th, and we've got 15 games to sort through. Bailey, the top of the board is a little bit of everything. Shutouts, blowouts, a 10th inning knock, and a few teams trying to say they're still in this thing.
Yeah, and the standings matter already. The Yankees keep rolling, the Rays keep winning, and in the National League, the Braves and Reds are looking like they're playing a different sport than everybody else.
Let's start in Toronto, where Boston got blanked, and the Blue Jays looked like they finally found some air.
Trey Yesevich was the story. First start of the season, off the injured list, and he just carved. No walks, 5 1/3, and Boston never got a ball over the wall. That's the first time in 6 games they didn't homer, and it showed.
Toronto struck in the third when Kazuma Okamoto lined a 2-run single, then Vladimir Guerrero Jr., added an RBI knock in the fifth.
And the bullpen? Hitless the rest of the way. Louis Varland finishes it. 3-0 Blue Jays. Boston's winning streak ends at 3, and the Sox have now been shut out 3 times.
In Cincinnati, Ellie De La Cruz did Ellie De La Cruz things. 4 RBI, 3 hits, 2 steals, and a homer that put it on ice.
Chase Burns was nasty too. 9 strikeouts, got to 100 punchouts faster than any Reds pitcher ever, and he did it in just 72 1/3 innings.
Spencer Steer and De La Cruz put Cincinnati in front early. Edward Julian tried to keep Colorado around with a homer and an RBI single, but the Reds answered every time. Then Ellie's 8th-inning homer made it a rout.
7-2 Reds, and with the Cubs breathing down their necks in that division, every night like this matters.
Atlanta handled Detroit 5-2, and the Tigers had a rough night that went beyond the scoreboard.
Casey Mize leaves in the third with a groin issue. Javier Baez ends up on a cart with a foot injury, and the Braves just keep stacking wins. That's 11 in their last 13.
Martin Perez gave Atlanta 5 scoreless. Ozzie Albies hit the 2-run homer in the 8th, and Ronald Acuna Jr. kept spraying doubles all over the yard.
Detroit got a 9th-inning 2-run shot from Wenciel Perez, but by then the Braves had already done the damage. 5-2, Atlanta.
Baltimore beat Houston 5-3, and Pete Alonso keeps making that contract look like a pretty good idea.
Opposite field 2-run homer in the 5th. Adley Rutschman driving in 2, and Shane Baz giving them 5 2/3 of 1-run ball. That's a starter.
The Orioles jumped ahead early, with Rutschman and Samuel Basallo. Then Alonso blew it open. Houston got a late push from Dustin Harris and Bryce Matthews, but Ryan Helsley closed it out.
Astros are 11-19 now. That's a lot of ground to make up, and not a lot of time to feel good about it. Orioles 5, Astros 3.
Philadelphia didn't just win. They looked like they exhaled.
Don Mattingly's first game as interim manager, and Jesus Luzardo gives them 7 shutout innings. You can't script that much cleaner.
Treya Turner had 4 hits. Bryce Harper and Adolis Garcia drove the big 6-inning burst, and the Giants were held to 2 hits all night.
7-0 Phillies. Maybe one night doesn't fix a season, but it sure can change the temperature in a room.
St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 11-7 in a game that was basically a home run parade with a side of chaos.
Nolan Gorman, Victor Scott II, O'Neill Cruz, Ryan O'Hearn, Connor Griffin, everybody wanted in. The Cardinals just hit more of them, and earlier.
Alec Burleson and Jordan Walker each drove in 3. Mason Wynn had 2 hits, and St. Louis broke it open with 3 in the 7th and 2 more in the 8th.
Pittsburgh has lost 3 straight now, and that's the first time they've done that all season. Cardinals take the first 2 in the series, 11-7.
Tampa Bay went to Cleveland and won a 1-0 game, which is exactly how the Rays have been living lately.
Nick Martinez was excellent. 7 innings, 3 hits, 0 runs, and Jonathan Aranda drove in the only run. That's his 3rd straight game with an RBI.
Cleveland's Travis Bazana made his debut, went 0-for-2 with 2 walks, and the Guardians still couldn't cash in, when the bases were loaded in the eighth.
That's four straight losses for Cleveland. Tampa Bay, six straight wins, and they keep finding ways to make one run feel like a mountain. Rays 1, Guardians 0.
The Mets finally got something resembling a night to breathe, and they needed it badly.
7-run fourth inning. Juan Soto homers, Bo Bichette homers, Clay Holmes throws six shutout innings. That'll do.
New York scored on an error. Then Carson Benge added the 2-run single, Bichette chipped in the sack fly, and Soto capped the inning with the 2-run blast.
8-0 Mets. They've been desperate for a game that looks this easy, and for one night, it was.
Chicago's White Sox got a rare good story in Drew Romo.
First two homers of his career, one left-handed, one right-handed. That's a pretty good Tuesday.
Colson Montgomery started it with a homer in the second. Romo answered with the 2-run shot in the fourth, and another in the sixth, and Davis Martin out-dueled Jose Soriano.
Angels have lost 5 straight, 9 of 10, and now they're watching the White Sox celebrate a 5-2 win. That's not where either club wanted to be.
Milwaukee turned Arizona into a footnote, 13-2, and the inning that changed everything was the sixth.
8 runs in the sixth. 8. That's not a rally. That's a collapse.
Sal Frelick ended Milwaukee's 7-game homer drought. Tyler Black drove in 3, and the Brewers just kept stacking singles once the floodgates opened.
Arizona did nothing with the bats after the 5th, and the Brewers now have some breathing room in that NL Central chase.
The Yankees and Rangers gave us a real pitcher's duel, and New York edged it 3-2.
Cam Schlittler was the difference. 6 scoreless, 8 strikeouts, and he outlasted Jacob deGrom in a game that felt like it might stay 1-0 forever.
Aaron Judge homered for the 3rd straight game in the 9th. Austin Wells had the earlier solo shot, and then David Bednar had to survive a little 9th-inning mess.
He did, just barely. New York's won 10 of 11, and that's how you stay on top of the East. Yankees 3, Rangers 2.
Seattle kept rolling in Minnesota, 7-1, and Julio Rodriguez was everywhere.
3 doubles, 2 runs, 2 RBI. Josh Naylor added a homer and 4 RBI. That's a night.
Byron Buxton gave the Twins their only run with a homer, but Joe Ryan couldn't match Seattle's pace, and the Mariners pulled away late with a 3-run 8th and 2 more in the 9th.
Minnesota has lost 10 of 12. Seattle, meanwhile, keeps looking more and more like a team that expects to be around in September.
Chicago went into San Diego and took care of business, 8-3, behind Pete Crow Armstrong.
2-run doubles from Dansby Swanson and Nico Hoerner. Then, Crow Armstrong hits the 3-run homer in the 7th to blow it open.
Edward Cabrera was solid. The Cubs' bullpen finished the job, and the Padres never really recovered after tying it at 2-2.
That's a needed stop to a 3-game slide for Chicago. Cubs 8, Padres 3.
Kansas City needed extra innings in Oakland, and Bobby Witt Jr. made sure it didn't last long.
3-run homer in the 10th, game over. That's the kind of swing that keeps a winning streak alive.
Salvador Perez homered earlier to tie it. Chris Bubik battled through 5, and the Royals have now won 4 straight.
The A's actually loaded the bases in the bottom of the 10th, but Lucas Erceg shut the door. Royals 4, Athletics 1.
And finally, the Marlins went into Los Angeles and stole one from Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. 2-1.
Jansen Junk was terrific. 6 scoreless, 3 hits, and Miami got just enough from Owen Casey and Kyle Stowers.
Ohtani struck out 9 in 6 innings, gave up only 1 earned run, and still took the loss. The Dodgers got within 1 on Will Smith's RBI single in the 8th, but that was as close as they came.
Tyler Phillips closes it out, Miami snaps a 3-game skid, and the Dodgers drop another one at home. That's a good road win.
That's it for tonight's Play Ball.
We'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, keep your scorebook close.
And your expectations realistic. Bye, everybody.